Hey babe, it's me again. It's Tuesday, the 20th, and I've been coming every day and trying to, well, and talking to you, because they said it might help, and you know, now even things that just might help are good somethings to me. It's been 5 weeks, love, five weeks since some drunk ran a red because he was texting his widow-to-be and tore your shitty, I'm sorry babe, it really was shitty, Mercury in half. 5 weeks since "we'll keep you posted, ma'am" became "we're out of options." 5 weeks of waiting and watching and hoping and praying, holistic rituals and a little bit of voodoo, whatever the fuck else I could do to bring you back to me. A god-awful amount of thinking too, you know. A lot of memories that are both blessings and curses. Remember that trip to the park, that really cool park with the giant lake in the summer? And remember when all those geese were chasing us? Geese are horrible creatures. And what was it you said? Bitches be jealous of our hot dogs. Those geese definitely were bitches, weren't they? They were Canadian geese. I remember because you made a joke about them having to be French Canadian geese because they were total assholes. That was good. I miss your jokes. Like that time, well, I should say those times you told both of our mothers that I was pregnant. And oh my god, you laughed, you terrible, terrible man. And they did too. Right after threatening to disown us. God, you were such a dick.
You know you love it.
Yeah, I did. I mean do. Do, not did. Do, because you're not gone. You haven't married me yet, and you promised. You know, my mom, she prays for you every day. For her future son-in-law. Best thing that's ever happened to you, hon. Right? Not doing me much good laying about all day. She asks about you near as often, too, as much as that hurts. Won't stop going on about what kind of a future we could have had. Could have had. Like we won't just spring back into it once you're awake again. We have a house to buy, and a wedding to plan, and children to prepare for, and dogs to adopt, and kittens to hoard. You're not getting away from me that easily. And I know you'll come back. You always do. Just like that Hozier song. And, you know, they said it might be scary for you waking up again. I bet it'd feel really weird sleeping for literally months and then waking up somewhere you don't recognize. But I guess that's what you get for sleeping so damn long, you lazy fucking ass. But at least you'd recognize me, right? I mean, I've heard of people waking up without their memories, but that can't happen to you. I mean, if it does, we'll just make new memories, right? That'll be good. I'll get jealous though, you know. Cause then you'll get to experience all the feelings like new. Kissing me, holding my hand, and having the wind knocked out of you when I tackle you. Your hand doesn't feel the same. It's so still. Warmer, but still. You used to squeeze so hard. a little too hard sometimes. Like you were afraid I'd just float away if you didn't keep me grounded. But at least your palms aren't all sweaty now, huh?
I get nervous around gorgeous women like you. Gorgeous.
You dork. My dork. I can't lose you. I mean, I know sometimes I can't live with you, you ass. But I can't very well live without you either. And it hurts so much seeing you like this when I can't do anything. Like, not a damn thing. All I can do is just sit and wait and pray. What the fuck, babe? You're supposed to protect me, not just lay there and sleep while I'm out trying to keep things straight. I'm sorry.
Don't worry so much, little one.
It's not easy. I just want you back. I just want my fiance back. And we had to wait all of that time to be together. So I can wait. A few months isn't much compared to spending the rest of our lives together. But I don't. Please don't make me wait, please. Not too long. Well, I mean, not too much longer, I guess. Please. I love you so much. Sweet dreams, okay? Sweet dreams. And I'll be back after work, all right? Don't you dare go anywhere without me, you hear me? I love you. Not too much longer, baby. We've got the world to see.